Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone is doing really well and ready for this Mercury retrograde episode. Yes, oh yes. I cannot believe it's Mercury retrograde again. And everyone always says to me, Colleen, Mercury is always in retrograde. Well, Mercury is in retrograde usually about 3 times a year. Sometimes it can roll over to 4 times a year, but most of the time, 3 times a year, we got to deal with this, okay? I'm a Mercury ruled person. I feel like I say this every episode, but this is when I shift. This is when I change. This is when I grow. This is when I go crazy, right? You moon ruled people go crazy every couple days. We go crazy as Mercury ruled people during these retrogrades. So I want to do an episode to tell you what to expect. What is Mercury? What is a retrograde? What can we expect with this Mercury retrograde in Gemini, which is in its home sign? So it's a good placement to have a retrograde. I will say that, but there are definitely some crazy aspects to this. So let's talk about what Mercury rules. Mercury, the planet of our thoughts, communication, learning, technology, money, the exchange of information, ideas, the messages, the messenger. When it goes retrograde, the energy appears to go backwards, making the energy go backwards or the things that it rules all scrambled up like scrambled eggs in craziness. So, with those things, what can we expect when things go retrograde? It's not all bad, it's not all good, and there's a lot of things in between. I'm here to tell you about it, all of them. Before I get started, I don't want to forget because I just remembered. I feel like I will forget before this end of this episode. There will not be an episode out next week. I haven't decided if I'm going to post one of my pre-recorded interviews, but there will not be an astrology reading for next week or an Astrology Weekly Awakening podcast. This week, I'm taking the kids to Ocean City, Maryland. And then I got a surprise little birthday trip present to Key West next week. So I will be gone, and I thought, can I maybe squeeze in between Monday coming back from Ocean City, Maryland, and then getting ready to go to Florida Tuesday morning? Can I squeeze it? And I already know myself. I'll be too crazy, and I'll probably ramble jamble. Something will go wrong. It'll be Mercury retrograde. So I haven't decided yet. There won't be a Weekly Awakening next week, but there may still be an interview episode, one that I have recorded. So keep your tunes out. Keep your tunes out. That didn't even make sense. That's Mercury retrograde. I don't know what I meant to say. So keep your ears peeled, your eyes peeled. I don't know. One will be out though for when I get back. So let's jump back into Mercury retrograde. So with it ruling those things, what can we expect? Travel delays. Now, when we say travel delays, you're like, Colleen, you're going on vacation twice next week during it. We'll get to that. It's not just that. Yes, I'm going to go to the airport and I'm going to be prepared to maybe, you know, on a low scale of things, right? The bathroom might not work. Not on the plane. I'm not saying that. The plane is going to go very, very smooth. But inside, right? I might have trouble finding. I'm saying little stuff that could happen. Your bus could break down. Let's say you take a bus somewhere. Let's say you're just driving. Oftentimes, I'll see tons and tons of construction. Like, especially the first time it switches over and Mercury retrograde first goes direct. It goes direct on June 29th and it kicks off. Usually those first couple days, I swear to you, I'm always late to work. Everywhere I drive, it's like the craziest construction. You know, someone going slow, you know, a whole bus breaking down in front of you while driving. Those are the type of travel delays. Yes, if you're flying, maybe, you know, you have a little delay here or there. But though anything traveling, any whether bike, walking, flying, bus, your own car, there's just going to be sort of out of the blue delays. Communication breakdowns, right? Because Mercury rules communication, how we talk, how this goes. So when this happens, if things can go backwards, right? You could talk to your boss, a friend, a lover, and you're going to say, oh my God, that did not come out right. Or how did we just end up fighting? This is not a time to recommend if you want to have one of those talks, quote unquote, with someone to get your point across, to show something. Don't do it. Don't do it during this time because usually, again, there's some sort of miscommunication, some sort of breakdown with that. There is a breakdown of thoughts or ideas or information, you know. Oftentimes, you know, our thoughts get scrambled, or maybe our beliefs change. Maybe we think, you know, especially Mercury being so open-minded and being so open-minded in its home sign of Gemini, there may be some breakdown of thoughts, some messages, some delays, right, in any of those things. Also, technology, which is a big one. Big, 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 big one. If you're doing emails, if you're writing, if you're recording, extra back it up. If it's something that seems very important to you and you're like, you know what, I'm going to leave my computer up and then I'm just going to go run out here and pick up my food to eat and I'm going to come back. Don't just do that. Save it. Close the computer down. You know, don't take any risks when it comes to that. Now, the next big to do for Mercury retrograde, and people are always commenting on, is don't start anything new. And people say, Colleen, how am I supposed to live? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to do that? Okay, it's three times, it's for 3 weeks, the majority of it, three times a year. You can. And I know sometimes life shows up. You can't help it if you're going to buy a new house, if you're going to start a new job, start a new relationship, do some of those things. Let me tell you why we suggest not to. Mercury, the planet, double bodied, double signs, going both ways. It can be the loyal and formative saint, and then it could also be the trickster devil, we'll say, for lack of a better word, to not use devil. So what does that mean when it's retrograde? The trickster's out, right? The Dennis the Menace of Mercury is out, and there are secrets, lies, deceit. So when things happen that are new during this time, you're not getting the full truth of it in some sort of way. But you got to live. So if you got to sign a new contract, look over it 10-3 times. You know, 10-3 times, that makes no sense. Look over it. Give it to your friend. Say, hey, I need you to check out this. If you go get a new apartment, try to avoid it. But maybe, again, go through the entire apartment. Make sure everything looks like it's working. Make sure that it's happening. If you date someone new, you restart a relationship, you know, you're dating someone new. Again, during these times, it usually doesn't mean that something will grow from that. You know, again, you might think you meet the master of your life, you know, the master of your love, and you meet him during Mercury retrograde, and then the next cycle or a month later, you might see the truth in all of that. Now, again, that does not mean you can't stop living, you can't stop doing things, you can't help when the world happens. You just might, you know, you just want to make sure you're getting all the full information, because during Mercury retrograde, you are not. You're not getting the full information. That also goes with fights. That goes with all kinds of things. You are not getting the full information. Again, that's talk, though. What can we do? Because you're like, 3 weeks, Colleen, that sounds crazy. I can't do those things. There's actually a lot you can do. The number one thing, anything with re, right? Just like retrograde, anything with re, restart. Reversals, renew, rethink, reuse, restart. It's not suggested to restart always your relationships. That's important. Sometimes it does happen, and people always ask me about this. You know, your exes will come back into your life sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. That usually does not mean you need to get back with them. Sometimes it does. Sometimes, especially if it had a more positive ending and you guys had a very healthy relationship and maybe it ended because you moved away or school or whatever, I would suggest, hey, oh, you guys come together during this Mercury retrograde? That's probably going to be a good retrograde. That's probably going to be a relationship. But if it's that toxic ex you keep going back to, that you keep doing, you know, if they come back into your life, I wouldn't suggest that. Maybe it's coming back in your life to show you how you've grown beyond something, because always remember, whether it comes to, you know, divorce, just breaking up, separating, whatever, there is a reason you ended something with someone. Remember that. And usually those reasons are still there when they return. Now, again, if it had a happy ending and it just didn't work out, this would probably be like, oh, you guys are seeing each other again. I think that's good. But just trust. Don't always go back. And sometimes that even goes with jobs. Now, again, you could say, hey, my old job reached out to me and, you know, I'm in a different place. I'm ready to take this. Follow your intuition. Follow what feels right when it's something from the past reemerging into your life. Does this feel right? Does this feel different? Does this feel like this is important to me? This is going to help take me to a new direction. Think about those things when things from the past come into your life. This is a good time to relax, right? Yeah, we might have some travel delays while you're traveling and doing some vacation stuff, but this is also a good time to relax. Mercury wants you to relax during this time. Reversals. Something that maybe happened the last retrograde or the retrograde before is reversing itself. I think I shared back in January's when that kicked off, that Mercury retrograde, the end of January. I remember this. Something happened with my money where I lost some money, okay, about in the end of October. I think it was, or it was whenever that retrograde was, which was the end of October. I think it went direct November 1st or something. The following retrograde at the end of January, I ended up getting that money back. Okay. And again, money, it rules money. That's one of the things it does. So it took it away, but then it reversed it and I got it back and everything worked out. So that's just an example of the way that things can reverse during that time, or actions that happened are reversing, going backwards. In general, the energy is just wonky, right? Things just seem to not go right. They seem to be kind of off. And I think with versus other ones with this retrograde, whereas Mars retrograde, I think, is much harder. It's longer and it's less time, right? It only happens every 2.5 years, but it's harder because it's almost like it's all internal. It's all that internal aggression, internal things, internal thoughts, things that you know, that are boiling up. Where Mercury, yes, it has your mind in there, but to me, I guess you get more downloads in your mind. I get scrambled. I'll be talking all over the place and not making sense. That happens during Mercury retrograde, but it's more external things that go wrong that you are not in control of, right? Just like I was saying, you know, your train breaking down, your kid getting sick, and then on the way to getting your kid, you know, your wife, her tire blew, and then your other son threw up, you know, like just these kind of examples in life. And guess what? It teaches you how to go with A, B, C, or D. Plan, because life, that's what I love about it. You know, it's not scary anymore. Learn to accept it. That's why I like knowing when it's coming, because I'm like, oh, right? We take the sting away. We take the pain away. We take the power away when we know what we can expect and anticipate, okay? So during this time, I'm not going to go argue with someone, hopefully. Sometimes I do it and it always ends up bad, but I'm going to say, oh, it's Mercury retrograde. You know what? That email or bringing that up to that person's probably not going to go over well, so I'm going to wait 2 weeks. Things like that. It's about making conscious decisions with that. Now, there are going to be some things that make this a little tricky. I talked yesterday's episode, or the episode before this. Whew, this past week, we got a taste of Mercury retrograde because it is Mercury headed. It's in its pre-shadow period, but it's squared Neptune, and it's going to square it again. So this is going to happen again. This is going to be a little bit of a transit that we're going to actually feel. And with Neptune, there's a lot of, again, the illusions, the secrets, the scandals, the otherworldly. There's also sort of like feeling in another world, your mind. You might feel last week felt like a whole dream world. It felt like I was thinking on another planet and things weren't making sense. And some of the illusions. So some of those things, you know, may come back. You know, all of a sudden things that we need to work and grow through. And some of those thinking, again, it's about to change our mind. Having this in Gemini, its home sign, we're becoming open-minded with things, right? We're getting these messages. We're getting this information. And we're having a change of perspective with something, right? Look at this as a change of perspective. Because I can tell you something is your perspective can always change, and it is only your perspective. And it's funny in life, when I look back at things, I would be like, wow, at that time, I would have never been able to do that or think that or whatever. But then my perception changed and I became much more open-minded. So watch that play out during this time, Mercury retrograde, with your mind. Certain things that you might have thought you couldn't do, weren't open-minded to, didn't believe in, you might all of a sudden get this like open-minded vessel of like, oh, wait. Yeah, that's going to work. That's going to do that. That's going to happen. You know, that is important. We only have this moment. And again, that is all we have. And we have no control over what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day. We have no control over what's going to happen that you're worried about in your mind right now, 3 weeks from now, how something's going to work. We don't know until we get there. If we can practice, if we can use these retrogrades to, you know, learn plan A, B, or C, let something roll off, say, hey, I'm not in control of it. I can't do anything about it. We're learning. We are evolving our soul. in those moments. We are changing, we are shifting, and that is what that is all about. So we can take this and make it powerful towards our day-to-day life. I'm not that stressed. I get stressed. I have some anxiety, but for the most part, I don't let things stress me out. If you know me, if you know me at the salon, you know, everyone at work, the receptionist is like, Colleen, we miss you. You would come into the salon and you would have the craziest day and you would not even care. I'd walk up and I'd say, okay, I'm not worried about how any of that's going to work out. I'm just going to handle what client is in front of me and that's it. I don't care. It's going to work out one way or another. And that's the thing, everything will. When I try to pressure it, put things on it, kind of hold, mold, and control, that's when it doesn't always go that well. So we're learning how to let go of control and how not to be stressed because, hey, this didn't work out this way. How do I get to plan B? How do I make it work this way or that way or the other way? And that is what Mercury retrograde does. And that is something we need to know. Oh, what just happened on my little computer there? That is, see, Mercury retrograde. That is something. See, and I already lost. I'm like thinking, wait, what am I talking about? Am I even on Mercury retrograde anymore? Where am I going? Actually, these have gone pretty well, my talking so far. So we'll see how the 29th comes. Again, my words can get kind of all mambled jambled. You may not come, again, the things you need to say may not come across as you had thought it should. That's very Mercury retrograde. And so, yeah, this is learning in life not to be stressed because it will work out. When it's in front of you, it will work out exactly the way it's supposed to and it will all be okay. I can promise you that. It will all be okay. Laugh. This is teaching you how to laugh. This is teaching you how to become flexible, mutable, which are all things in life because everything in life moves, cycles, goes around, right? Nothing is permanent or fixed. So this teaches us how to do that and how to practice non-attachment things. Follow me though, because the retrograde back at the end of January was hard. If you go back to that's when I started the Weekly Awakening podcast though. I had the Hair Healer podcast, but that's when I started to do these weekly awakenings every week about the astrology. So I just realized that's interesting. And that actually kicked off. During this time, we are going to have a solar eclipse in Gemini, I think on June 10th or June 11th, and it's happening in my career house. And the last time it was a lunar one, and that's when I started to get these ideas. So now it's coming again, and having that is going to be a brand new, exciting beginning somewhere, and it's one full of mental and energy, and thinking in it, and a new open-minded path with that eclipse. I'm super excited. And I'm honestly really, really excited because the change is coming, the shifts are coming, the reversals are coming, and I'm not really scared of Mercury retrograde anymore. You know, some are bad, some are good. The last one was bad. This one I think is going to be good. It's well-placed. When Mercury is retrograding in a happy sign and its home sign, there's going to be a little bit more of a benefit than just what you normally feel, right? There's not always quite a benefit during this time, or we can't always see it right away. And that's the truth in everything. We can't really see everything right away, but we see it in the end, don't we? And usually we're happy that it worked out the exact way that it should. So don't stress. Just let things go with the flow. Just let things, you know, technology, things are going to break down. There's going to be a lot of like, what the F moments. But then there's going to be some beautiful moments and some new things blossoming from this as well. I hope that helped you. I hope that helped you with your Mercury retrograde. I'll stay tuned. I'll miss it last week. I'm sure next week I'll have lots of things that happened or good, bad, and ugly on the trip. With traveling, again, I always seem to, because there is a retrograde in the summertime, always seem to vacation. And I will tell you, I've always had amazing vacations. There were some tiny little bumps in the road. But again, Mercury wants you to relax. It wants you to relax and enjoy life and just sort of live. Thank you, guys. Again, I'll miss you next week doing the Weekly Awakening podcast. I love this. I'm excited to see the way things go, grow, and change. Thank you, everyone, for your support. It's funny, I shared yesterday, I just turned 33, and this was the first year that I did not write out a solid, like, where my life's going and the exact details. Every year for probably the last nine years, I write down, okay, this is how much money I make. This is what I want to do. These, you know, some of them are very extreme out there, and some of them are super like attainable goals. And I've fixated and some worked out, some didn't. It all worked out exactly the way it's supposed to. I know that. So this year for my 33rd, I just focused on the feelings. Did I write it down? I focused on what I really want to feel and to embody, because that's really how we create. That's how we send the message out there. I'm looking it up. Here we go. I will be love. I will be happy. I will be peaceful. I will be abundant. I did not add I will be healthy, but those are important. And I don't care anymore what the plan is, right? I don't know. I don't care but I want to be those things. I want to embody those things. And that will create the life that I want. And that will lead. That will stop me from trying to get control. Hey, I just want to be love. I want to be healthy. I want to be peace. I want to be abundant. And however I get there, however that path looks, please guide me and show me. And I trust you that it's going to be the best it possibly can. That I know is to be true. Everyone, have a fabulous week. Follow me on Instagram at TheHairHealer1111, TikTok, TheHealer1111, and on Facebook, just follow me on Colleen Dixon. Honestly, I post all my stuff on there. I was The Hair Healer podcast page. It's weird. I don't know. I haven't changed that yet, but I've just been putting it on Colleen Dixon. If you want to email me, TheHairHealerPodcast@yahoo.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a fabulous week. I'm going to miss you guys so much. Have a great weekend. Love you all, and goodbye.